जय राधम तव कुंज विहारि जय राधम कुंज विहारि गोपी जन वाला किरवार हरि गोपी जन वाला किरवार हरि जसोद नंदन तुझ जान रंजन जसोद नंदन तुज जान रंजन जमुन तीरा पानी जमुन तीरा जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर आदि गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर आदि जसोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जसोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुन तीरा जमुन तीरा चंदि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Guru Dev, Guru Dev. Guru De, Jai Guru De. Nitai Gorai Arivar, Arivar, Gorai Arivar. Nitai Gorai Arivar, Arivar, Gorai Arivar.
Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pariva Yogacharya Astu Tarasita Sisamadhi Divine Grace Iskon Founder Chara Jagar Guru Salisi Bhakti Vidanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pariva Yogacharya Astu Tarasita Sisamadhi Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jaya அனந்த குரு வைஷ்ணவிருந்த கீ ஜ நாமாச்சாரிய ஸ்ரீல ஹரிதாஸ கோர கீ ஜ பிரேம் ஸ்ரீ குரு ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசாரி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த கீ ஜ ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராத கிருஷ்ண கோபால் கோபிநாசம் குரர குந்த கீரி கௌரவதான் கீ ஜ பிருந்தாவந்தாம் கீ ஜ மத்தூரதாம் கீ ஜ நாவதி மயபுரம் கீ ஜ ஜகநாதி புரிதாம் கீ ஜ ஜமுன மய கீ ஜ கங்கேஸ் மய கீ ஜ துளசி தேவி கீ ஜ பக்தி தேவி கீ ஜ சமவேத பக்தருண கீ ஜ நிதாய கோ பிரமானந்தி ஓ க்ளோரியஸ் அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ் ஓ க்ளோரியஸ் அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ் All glories to assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Guru Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pitaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Tita Shama Shama. Namo Sri Krishna. Sri Gaura Karana Shakti Bhakti. Narayanam Namaskritya. நரம் சைவ நருத்தமம் திவிம் சரஸ்வதிம் வ்யாசம் தடோ ஜயம் உதீரயத் நஷ்ட ப்ரயேஷ பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பகவத சேவய பகவதி உத்தமஸ்லோகி பக்தி பவதி நைஷ்டிகி ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதி வாசுதேவாய ஓம் அஜானதிமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜானஞ்சனசலகய சக்ஷுலுமிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுரவே நமஹ ஸ்ரீசைதன்யமனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூபா கதா மாஹிம் ததாதி ஸ்வாபதந்திகம் வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுருன் ஸ்ரீயுதபாதகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுருன் வைஷ்ணவம்ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சக்ரஜாதம் சஹகணா ரகுநாதன்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சவதூதம் பரிஜனசிதம் கிருஷ்ணச்சைதன்யதேவம் ஸ்ரீராதாகிருஷ்ணபாதன் சகுணோலலிதஸ்ரீவிசகாந்விதாம்ச ஹே கிருஷ்ணகருணாசிந்து தீனபந்து ஜகத்பதே கோபிசாகோபிகாகாந்த ராதகாந்த நமஸ்துதே தப்தகாஞ்சனகௌரங்கி அதே பிருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி வ்ரிஷபானுசுதிதேவி நமாமி ஹரி பிரிய வஞ்சகல்பதருப்யஸ்ச கிருபாசந்துஜ்ய ஏவச பதிதானம் பவனவ்யோ வைஷ்ணவ்யோ நமோ நம ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே என்ற ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கீ ஜாய் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத கீ ஜாய் reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10 to 5, chapter 24, A Subterranean Heavenly Planet, text number 20. I'm going to read the word-to-word translation. Jasya, of whom? Havana, Havaha, indeed. Chuta, when in hunger. Patana, falling down. Praskalana adishu, stumbling, and so on. Vivasa, being helpless. Sakrit, once. Nama adigrayanan, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Purusha, a person. Karma bandhanam, the bondage of fruitive activity. Anjasa, completely. Vidunoti, wishes always. Yashya, of which? Ha, certainly. Eva, in this way. Pratibhadhanam, the repulsion. Mumukshava, persons desiring liberation. Anyata, otherwise. Eva, certainly. Upalabhante, are trying to realize. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. If one who is embarrassed by hunger, or who falls down or stumbles, chants the holy name of the Lord even once, willingly or unwillingly, he is immediately freed from the reactions of his past deeds. Karmis entangled in material activities face many difficulties in the practice of mystic yoga and other endeavors to achieve that same freedom. Please repeat. If one who is embarrassed by hunger, or who falls down, or stumbles, chant the holy name of the Lord, even once, willingly or unwillingly, he is immediately freed from the reactions of his past deeds. Karmis, entangled in material activities, face many difficulties in the practice of mystic yoga and other endeavors to achieve that same freedom. Purport. It is not a fact that one has to suffer his material. One has to offer his material possessions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and be liberated before he can engage in devotional service. A devotee automatically attains liberation without separate endeavors. Bali Maharaj did not get back all his material possessions merely because of his charity to the Lord. One who becomes a devotee, free from material desires and motives, regards all opportunities, both material and spiritual, as benediction from the Lord. And in this way, his service to the Lord is never hampered. Bhakti. Bhakti. Material enjoyment and mukti, liberation, are only byproducts of devotional service. A devotee need not work separately to attain mukti. Srila Bibhamanga Thakura said, Mukti Swayam Mukulitanjali Sevate Ashman. A pure devotee of the Lord does not have to endeavor separately for mukti, because mukti is always ready to serve him. The purport is long, so we want to take it gradually. Sukadeva Goswami is discussing, or he is explaining, the importance of Namabhas. Namabhas, not Premnam. This is Namabhas. The beginning of chanting the holy name, not the holy name. The holy name has the name and also has the alphabet. And we chant, most of us chant the alphabet. K-R-O-S-N-A. This alphabet. But the holy name is inside. Just to chant the alphabet, Namabhas, knowingly or unknowingly. Sukadeva Goswami said, a person is liberated. Of course, liberation has different levels. Liberation has different levels. A person who is very poor and becomes rich is liberated from poverty. But that liberation cannot take one back from back to Godhead. It says that he is relieved from poverty, at least for this lifetime. Maybe next time he has to struggle again for other things. But for this lifetime, he is liberated from poverty. A person who is very sick, if he gets well, is liberated from sickness. This liberation will not take one back home, back to Godhead. But one is liberated from bad health. A person who has transcended the three modes of material nature is liberated from the moods of material nature. He may not also go back home, back to Godhead, because he can be any personalist, or a yogi, or a bhakti. This liberation will not take one back home, back to Godhead. But the liberation, someone is getting liberated from some situations, some palatable situations. A person who has transcended the mood of nature and is fully engaged in Christian consciousness, who is chanting the pure name, is liberated. This liberation takes one back from back to Godhead. So this is liberation. So here, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining the liberation that will take one out of material miseries and give one the position, opportunity to chant the pure name of Lord Krishna. So he said, even willingly, unwillingly, if one somehow or other, providence, chant the holy name, he's liberated. Because from next life, from next birth, he's going to have a wonderful birth and become a devotee. It is explained in Padma Purana. One who has not chanted the holy name in the past life cannot chant Hare Krishna mantra in this lifetime. Only a person who has practiced chanting before can chant it this time. So chanting the holy name is not an easy business. It looks simple, but it's not so easy. It requires sincerity. It requires seriousness. And it requires strictness to chant a pure name. Strictness is required. Seriousness is required. And sincerity is required. Even just to chant the Namabas, one is given the opportunity to take the full name in due course of time. So Sukadeva Goswami is explaining that here. And Prabhupada said, one does not need to become or to give up all one's material positions to attain the position to chant the pure name of God. It does not depend on material conditions. The chanting the pure name does not depend on the material conditions. It depends on how sincere, how serious, and how strict are we taking shelter of the holy name. And a pure devotee of Lord Krishna who has seen our dedication, our seriousness and determination, he's seen that, he sees how sincere we, he gives the name. The pure name is given by a pure devotee who has the pure name. He can give. But to chant Namabhas, one does not need a guru. Anyone can chant Namabhas. But the pure name, one needs a pure devotee who will give the name. Therefore, for mundane liberation, devotees are not interested. And the chanting the pure name has a goal. The goal of chanting the pure name of Krishna is not for material liberation. It is different. So Prabhupada said, in this regard, Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila 3:177-188 describes Haridas Thakura's confirmation of the effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Some say that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is freed from all the reactions of sinful life. And others say that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one attains liberation from material bondage. Haridas Thakura, however, said that the desired result of chanting the holy name of the Lord is not that one is liberated from material bondage or freed from the reactions of sinful life. The actual result of chanting the holy name of the Lord is that one awakens his dormant Christian consciousness, his loving service to the Lord. The fruit of chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna is not liberation. The fruit of chanting the holy name is pure love for Godhead. That's the result of chanting. That one would develop pure love for Krishna. That's the result of chanting. The perfection of chanting the holy name is that one will attain pure love for Godhead. Haridas Thakura said that liberation and freedom from the reactions of sinful activities are only byproduct of chanting the holy name of the Lord. In other words, the holy name is not chanted or should not be chanted for good health, or to mitigate the obstacles which are offered by material energy. Chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna to contract the obstacles offered by material energy is not the goal of chanting the holy name. Having good health is not the goal of chanting the holy name. The holy name is beyond that. It's more than that. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. It is better for me to have a bad health and chant the pure name of Godhead and go back home back to Godhead than to have a good health and not having access to the name. He won't change the holy name of the Lord purely. He attains a platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Haridas Thakura gave an example comparing the power of the holy name to sunshine. He placed a vase before all the learned scholars present, but the learned scholars asked him to state the purport of the vase. Haridas Thakura said, that as the sun begins to rise, it dissipates the darkness of night, even before the sunshine is visible. Meaning that the sun has already been there, but not fully manifest. But because the darkness is going, one can realize that the sun is there. The presence of the sun is dissipating darkness. Similarly, when one chants the holy name of Lord Krishna, how do we know that the name is taking place? The name is working for those who are chanting the name. How do we know? Our material desires will go down. Material distress will go down. The effect of chanting is so powerful. Even Namabas, the name has not yet fully manifested, but the effect is taking place. Destroying all the darkness, ignorance will be destroyed. That I am not this body. It's not just a philosophy. Neither should we remain a philosophy that we should repeat every day. Yes, we should repeat it every day that we are not the body. But we should realize that we are not the body. Simply to understand that we are not the body, Srila Prabhupada said that is impersonalism. To act at a spiritual, that is personalism, that is bhakti. So the holy name will reveal that we are not the body if we are chanting the holy name nicely. The name will reveal that actually we are not the body by how we are getting detached from material body. The effect of material anxiety, the effect of material body, the effect of material tabernacle will not affect us again. That means that we will never consider whatever happens to this body, whatever is our material situation, we will never consider it again. That is the effect of chanting the holy name. As the sun sign, before the sun sign appear fully, the darkness will be going down. Similarly, the darkness of ignorance in the consciousness of the living entity is going away gradually. And the light is illuminating our consciousness. But yes, we are not a body. We are spirit souls. And we are acting like spirit souls. We should be acting like spirit souls. The philosophy alone will not change. Similarly, chanting the holy name for it to manifest fully, we should work on ourselves. Chanting. Should work on ourselves. Working on ourselves means that we are also looking inside ourselves and see what are the unnecessary things that should be taken out. Working on ourselves. What are the unnecessary things that should be eliminated? That should not be entertained. It should be given up as for chanting. Chanting and maintaining the same consciousness. The sun of the holy name will not shine, even if we continue for many lifetimes. It's not manifest. for the name to manifest, we should turn and look inside and see how the name is working. What we are doing should show. What we practice should show. Just like if you are eating, should show. It should show in your face that you're eating very nicely. Your face will show that you're not eating nicely or you're eating nicely. Similarly, by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, it should show in our life that we are chanting very nicely or not chanting nicely. One does not need to be told to stop eating that you are satisfied. We should know ourselves that I've eaten to my full satisfaction as we stop here. In the same way, by chanting the holy name, once you understand that the name is working, I'm able to give up all the necessary things that I couldn't give up before. Before coming here, I got a message in His Holiness Radhana Maharaj. He is what one drug addict who have been finding so many ways to give up the addiction to drugs, and he couldn't. And he has chanted the holy name of Krishna and he has become free from the addiction. Harinam Prabhu Ki. He has used all kinds of drugs. He has used all kinds of philosophy. He has gone to many places, rehabilitation field. He didn't succeed. But he just came to Hare Krishna temple and he chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. He gave up the drugs very easily. The mantra works. And he's very, very happy coming to Hare Krishna temple. He's in London. I'm just reading that message. Krishna just allowed me to see. We are going to speak about the holy name. See, it is working. So you can be convinced yourself before you tell others. See, the name is convinced. The name is working. I have also seen many people who are very addicted and are chanting Hare Krishna mantra and it does not work for them. I've seen many devotees, not non-devotees, devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they have not been able to give up the addiction. Why is that? This person gave up the addiction to drugs. Does Namabhas. He had not been initiated. He just started chanting and it is working. Why is it that someone has been chanting the same name? Is it not a different name? It is the same name this person has been chanting, or these persons have been chanting, and they have not been able to give up their own drugs, addiction. Why is that? It is not a different name, the same Hare Krishna mantra. And these people have been chanting for years. Someone who just chanted the holy name, he can easily give up addiction. Another person is chanting the same name, he cannot give up addiction. What is the difference? What makes the difference? This person who chanted the holy name just a short while and has been able to give up the addiction. He really desired within himself that I want to give up this thing. It is not helping me. Therefore, the name works for him. The other person is still enjoying the drugs. He's still enjoying it. He wants to give it up, but within his mind, he's still enjoying it. He is always thinking about how wonderful the drug is. Therefore, he's chanting and he's not working. We had mentioned before that while chanting the holy name, we should work on ourselves. If we don't work on ourselves, we will never be able to change. That is why someone is chanting and not giving up, even though he's initiated, but he still have addiction. He still have the taste for it. Because within the consciousness is still attracted. He's still thinking within the mind how wonderful it is. And he's still associating with those who are taking it. Therefore, the holy name will not work on him or her. But the person who has given up the association of those who are in that habit, and within his mind, he is tired of it, the holy name works perfectly. Even not taking initiation yet, the name worked before taking initiation. One day what he told me, you know, I need to take initiation so that I will be able to keep the principles. I said, my friend, that is not the process. That is not the process. The process is not that you should go and take initiation to before you keep principle. You have to keep the principle before you take initiation. It's a devotee is talking like that. I want to take initiation. Then I will have strength to keep principles. I said, even if you take initiation, you will never keep the principle because you are not tired of sense gratification yet. You are still interested. You just want to go and give problem to the spiritual master who has decided to help you. Since you make up your mind first, when you have made up your mind and you are tired of it and you cry to Krishna, you get help. The holy name will help. So it is said in the Bible that God helps those who help themselves. Not those who do not help themselves. God will help only those who help themselves. Those who are tired of sinful life, who are looking for liberation, God will help them to get liberation, to get connected with Christian consciousness. They will chant the holy name, and the name will work miracle in their life. If one chants the holy name of the Lord purely, he attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chanting him purely means that we are very serious. Serious means what? Serious means that in any condition, I've decided to chant the holy name, I will chant. Whatever happens, I will chant the holy name. It's serious. The sickness will not allow me, will not disturb me from chanting. No material situation will disturb me from chanting. In all circumstances, I will chant the holy name. That is serious. Sincere means that I have decided to do this. I have made up my choice. I have made up my choice that I should chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Therefore, I should chant it even if nobody is watching me. If nobody is checking to see if I'm chanting sincerely or not, I will chant. I will chant. Because this is what I have decided to do. This is sincerity. In only condition, I will chant. Because I promise I will chant. So I should chant. The holy name is sincerity. Being strict means that I shouldn't add anything to the name. I should not chant. And at the same time, answering phone call. Strictness in chanting. I should not answer phone call. Except Krishna is calling me. But Krishna will not call you. Because if you are chanting the holy name of Krishna, Krishna will sit with you because Krishna enjoys to hear his name. So Krishna will see with the person who is chanting his name, so he won't call you because he's enjoying the name. Krishna will allow you to chant his name so he will continue to enjoy. So Krishna will not call you. The person who will call you be Maya. Therefore, strictness in chanting means I should not answer Maya. The strictness. Before the sunrise even takes place, the light of dawn destroys the fear of the dangers of the night, such as disturbances by thieves, ghosts, and rakshasas. And when the sunshine actually appears, one engages in his duties. Before the holy name fully manifests in the devotee's life, when he is chanting the holy name, he's getting the effect of chanting. That he's not having bad dreams, he's always having auspicious and he's chanting in the dream. He's having kirtan in the dream. He's attending, he's distributing books in the dream. Cooking in the dream. He's going to the temple. He's worshiping the deities in the dream. That is the experience of a devotee who is chanting very nicely. Similarly, even before one's chanting of the holy name is pure, one is free from all sinful reactions. And when he chants purely, he becomes a lover of Krishna. Even before one's chanting of the holy name is pure, one is free from all sinful reactions. And when he chants purely, he becomes a lover of Krishna. This statement Prabhupada mentioned here the Yamadutas were finding difficulty understanding this. Even before one's chanting of the holy name is pure, one is free from sinful reactions. How is that? And when he chants purely, he becomes a lover of Krishna. How is that? The Yamadutas were finding it very difficult to understand. And the Vishnu Dutas, they told them, stop! Why are you taking Ajahnamila? Why are you taking him? Stop! So why? Why should you stop? Because Ajahnamila is free from sin. How can you tell me that? How? The Vishnu Dutas said, Ajahnamila is free from sinful reaction, not only for this lifetime, millions of lifetimes. He's freed. He's freed. The Yamaduta said, I can't understand this. If he's free, why is he living with a prostitute? What is he doing with a prostitute? If he's free, he should be living in the temple, chanting Hare Krishna. He's living with his prostitute till now. And you're telling me that he's free from sins, not only for one lifetime, millions of lifetimes. Ajahnamila is free. How is that? The Vishnu Dutta said, yes, this is the problem with materialistic people. Materialistic people will only see the externals. They will never see the internals. A materialistic person can never understand the devotee. Because they only see the external. Oh, you have this body. Oh, you talk like this. Oh, you do like that. Oh, you do this, you do that. The Vishnu Dutta said, you are a materialistic person. You said you are serving Yamaraj. You're supposed to be in knowledge. From your statement, it seems you don't have knowledge. You're supposed to understand that Jamila is free from all sins. He's freed. So arresting him is injustice. Yamaduta said, please explain, what do you mean? A person living with a prostitute? What is he doing there? Is that we want to know. What is he doing there? Bishop Dutta said, you don't understand the power of the holy name. You don't know what is the holy name of Lord Krishna. Anyone who say Krishna, Rupa Goswami said, I cannot understand the potency that contains in these two syllables. I cannot understand. I don't have the power to explain the power that exists in these two syllables. Krishna!
Krishna!
Rupa Goswami said, if you make a mistake to say Krishna,
Krishna,
you will be in anxiety. You want to be in anxiety? Huh? No? Then you're not ready yet. If you don't want to be in anxiety, then you're not ready. Rupa Goswami said you'll be in serious anxiety. What is anxiety? This tongue will not be sufficient for you to use in chanting the holy name. You would like to borrow or buy more tongues to add to these tongues so you can chant. Means what? Ecstasy. Not only that, you would like to purchase more ears to add to this so you can hear the holy name. That is the power of the holy name. Not only that, if you make a mistake and recite these two syllables, Krishna!
Krishna!
Srimati Radhini will be looking for you. Because you are calling her life from that. She will be looking for you. And Rupa Goswami also, he said that not only that this syllable is so powerful, there is another one which is more powerful than Krishna. Which one is that? Radha. If you chant Radha, Krishna will be looking for you. Who is that? Call him my beloved. Who is that? Who is that person? I want to see that person. So if you chant, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
What will happen to you? Huh? Radha and Krishna will be looking for you. That is the holy name. That is the power of the holy name. The Supreme Mother, the Supreme Father, Radha and Krishna, be looking for a person who chant Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Isn't that wonderful? Is anything compared to this? The charity, any charity compares to this, the holy name? Is any charity one can compare to the chanting? Any jagya? Huh? Any tapasya? There is nothing which is compared to the holy name. Nothing. Therefore, for those who are very, very fortunate, extremely fortunate, in Namacharas Laharadas Thakura, their prasadam, their meditation, their deity, their everything is what? Arena. Harida Sekura, he chanted the holy name and he does not feel the external conditions. He doesn't feel the external. How? He does not remember to eat. After this class, what will happen? Saririya Vijaja Harada Sekula never chanted Harada Sarira Vijaya. He never chanted that. He never chanted Sarira Vijaya. What he chanted is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is a prasad for very, very fortunate personality like Namacharya, Harada Sekula. This is a prasad. Hanumanji. Hanuman. Where's the prasadam for Hanuman? Sri Ram, yes, there's the prasadam for Hanuman. Hanuman sits in the class to hear Ramkatha being chanted. After the class, what does he do? Hanuman will sit there in the class waiting for the next one. Sri Hanuman Ji ki. He doesn't go for Sarira Bijajal. Some devotees, I know some devotees, they come to Bhagavatam class with their prasadam plate in their Sankirtan bag. Hare Krishna. Means they will not hear the discussion because they're thinking of prasadam. It's very good. Very good. Prasadam is very nice. Very nice. We should take prasadam. There is a higher, prasadam. That higher prasadam is not taken in the way we take through the ear. That is powerful prasadam. We should chant the holy name to take us to that level. Not just the alphabet. The name, the pure name, should be chanted in such a way that we are transferred to that level where our prasadam be to constantly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, 24 hours, no break. So, Vishnu Dutta has said, you don't know the power of the holy name. You are thinking that Jamala lives with the prostitute. So he has been very, very sinful. He's committing sin. But let me tell you, Jamala, throughout the time he's living there with the prostitute, he's chanting, Narayana. Have you eaten? Narayana. Want to sleep? Narayana. Want to drink water? Narayana! How are you feeling? Narayana! Are you doing well? In this way, Ajamila has neutralized all his sinful reaction for millions of lifetimes. Even though he was living with a prostitute, his situation is like a snake without the fangs. The holy name has destroyed all the ghosts and the rakshasas and the of material existence. He is a liberated soul. So arresting him is an offense. If you don't know this, go and ask your master. Let him explain what is religion to you. So, Prabhupada said here, even before one's chanting of the holy name is pure, one is free from all sinful reactions. And then, when one chants purely, he becomes a lover of Krishna. At this level, the previous statement is Namabhas. The last statement here is Premnam. What is chanting the pure name of Krishna? I have developed pure love for Krishna. A devotee never accepts mukti, even if Krishna offers it. Mukti, freedom from all sinful reactions, is obtained even by namabhas, or a glimpse of the light of the holy name, before its full light is perfectly visible. The namabhas stage is between that of namaparad, or chanting of the holy name with offenses, and pure chanting. There are three stages in chanting the holy name of the Lord. In the first stage, one commit 10 kinds of offenses while chanting. In the last stage, Damabas, the offenses have almost stopped, and one is coming to the platform of pure chanting. In the third stage, when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra without offenses, his dormant love for Lord Krishna immediately awakens. This is the perfection. The perfection of chanting the holy name is attained pure love of Godhead. That is the goal. And we should aim at that. Therefore, while chanting, we should look at how am I chanting? Not just chanting, but how am I chanting? According to the level of our purity, the name has different effect. Like Sri Rupa Goswami is expressing his own level of chanting. What is his feelings of the holy name? He expresses it. And then Rupa Goswami told us that not only himself is having this experience, there are also devotees who have the same experience. Narada Muni chanted the same Hare Krishna mantra. He chanted the holy name that Lord Shiva had the name being chanted, the holy name being chanted by Narada Muni. The blueness of his neck disappeared. His neck became whitish. And his wife became suspicious. This is not my husband. My husband doesn't have this neck. This is an imposter. Lord Shiva was smiling at his wife. The potency of the holy name being chanted by Narada Muni turned his neck whitish. And when Narada Muni continued to chant the holy name, when he chanted, the Vajjamuna became like milk, and the gopis started churning the Jamuna as milk. All the gopis came, they started churning. They were churning Jamuna. And the Muni was very happy to see the potency of the holy name. Lord Balaram, who always wears the blue dress, his dress became also white. The Balaram, look at himself. His dress is not blue. He's now white. What is happening? This is the potency of the holy name being chanted by a pure soul. When the name of Krishna is chanted by the pure soul, the effect is so wonderful, so powerful. Haridas also demonstrated the potency of the holy name. He chanted the pure name 3 days. Not 3 months. Not 3 years. 3 days. Durga Devi said, "My dear Haridas, you cheated me. Oh, Haridas Thakura, you cheated me. I have spent 3 nights with you, and you turned me into a devotee. Please initiate me. I want to chant Hare Krishna mantra." So Haridas initiated Durga. I was asking my husband to initiate me. He didn't do it. Today is my fortune. So Haridas initiated Durga. Durga, many people are worshipping Durga. She's getting initiation from Haridas Thakura. So please, you should be careful. It's intelligence. When some Yamadutas had the potency of the holy name from the Vishnu Dutas, some of them blooped. They left Yamaraj and took to Vishnu Bhakti. Why? This is common sense. All along we have been thinking that there is Yamaraj is the supreme person of Godhead, but today we have seen that someone else is superior to him. Let us go to that supreme person. They blooped. They went to Lord Vishnu. So if we are intelligent, we should understand. Haridas Thakura gave initiation to Durga. So whom should we go to? Haridas or Durga? We should go to Haridas. So if you are intelligent, we should not worship Durga. We should worship Haridas Thakura. It's common sense. Why should I go to inferior person? I should go to the highest person. I will get the highest thing, the highest benefit, the blessing. So we should bloop from Durga Puja. And take to Krishna Puja. So worship Krishna. Krishna's devotees. Lord Krishna said, Mad Bhakta Puja Bihadikas. Well, the worship of my devotee Haridas is superior to my worship. So you should worship Haridas and not Durga. It is not an insult. It is not an insult. This is not. It's a reality. So Haridas Thakura initiated Durga into chanting the holy name because of his pure chanting. He chanted purely. And Durga said, you cheated me. Why are you able to cheat me? Lord Krishna resides in your heart. Lord Krishna lives in your heart. That is confirmed by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, Krishna does not live in Vaikuntha. Lord Krishna lives in the body of his pure devotees. You want to get Krishna, you get to pure devotees of Krishna who are constantly chanting Lord Krishna's pure names. Lord Krishna resides in their bodies. So this is Haridas Thakura, this is Narada Muni, this is Rupa Goswami. What about our own Srila Prabhupada? Yes, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. He chanted the holy name. And what happened? The whole universe is dancing in ecstasy. The pure name. This is the power of the holy name. The whole world is dancing. Not under the influence of drugs. Yes. If you go to material, the sinful places, you don't see people dance without the influence of alcohol. When you get to Hare Krishna temple, what do you see? People are dancing to the holy name without alcohol. Nothing material. So, Krishna consciousness is natural, it is real. And we have to go back to that, our heritage, by taking full shelter of the holy name. The Prabhupada took the name to America. What did he do? He just sat down and chanted the name. The name, because the name was pure, coming from the pure heart, from the pure soul, entered into the ears of those who were very, very fortunate. And they got contacted by that and took up the holy name. That which is not possible by other means, it is possible by power of the holy name. So Sukadeva Goswami is speaking. The name has a power to deliver anybody. The name has a power to deliver everybody. There is no one that is so abominable that the name cannot deliver. Anybody can be delivered by the potency of the holy name. provided we take shelter for the name given by a pure devotee. And our duty is to distribute it. Test it and distribute the name. Our life will become successful. Hare Krishna. Comment or question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Today, you have given a very nice lecture on Namabhas and Prem Nam. So, my question is that if some devotee is in the stage of Namabhas and is practicing the strictness and seriousness, and henceforth will attain the sincerity. So, if he is practicing strictness and seriousness, and after some time, due to the some influence of Maya or some other influence, he is not able to practice strictness or sincerity that much. So, what could be the possible solutions for it?
Devotees have been practicing strictly, seriously, and sincerely for some times. And after a while, somehow or other, that's our language, somehow or other, the person got influenced by the illusory energy of Krishna, and he stops, right? So what is the situation? Narada Muni said, what is the lost? What is the lost? Yeah, not a lost, nothing, only gain. If you first count to Bhagavatam, chapter 5, Narada Muni is speaking about this. Anyone who turned to Krishna consciousness and tried his or her best, but due to some circumstances, the influence of material energy, which will happen only due to bad association. And he falls down. So what will happen? Oh, the money said this. Nothing is wrong. Because the person has chanted nicely, strictly, and seriously for some time, the name will bring him or her back. And before this happened, if we don't keep bad association, we will never have this bad experience. It will happen only if we keep bad association. Bad association is very dangerous. So when we mention that we should work on ourselves, include avoiding bad association. Very dangerous. Association is so powerful, very, very powerful. It can make someone and it can break anyone, depending on whom we associate with. Therefore, to avoid that, we should always keep good association. We should always practice with those who are practicing very nicely. It will protect us from having the bad experience of giving it up for some time. Although the process of bhakti is so powerful, Krishna said, because I established this bhakti process. Any person who comes in contact will be saved. Because Krishna, I established it. And anyone who comes in contact will be saved. Even if there's some accident, the person will revive, to be revived again. Because Krishna is very, very grateful person. He never forgets. Whatever little thing we did, Krishna never forgets. He keeps it permanently for us. Like a Jamila. Krishna considered the practice he has performed before. Krishna looked at the quality. Then he saw his situation. He influenced his intelligence to name his son Narayan. Not only that, he made him attached to the boy that he was constantly chanting Narayan. And that became his security. Security for devotee. Therefore, we should take it seriously that we don't give it up. Because the effect will protect us from giving it up. If we do it seriously and sincerely and strictly, we will be protected. When we do this, we will become empowered. I will not fall down. If you don't do it strictly, seriously, and sincerely, then you will not be empowered. If it is done properly, we will be empowered by the practice. That empowerment will protect us from fall down. We will never fall down. Eternity. So let us do it strictly. Sincerely and seriously, we will not fall. Right?
Yes, sir.
The mic?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, someone told me a very good thing recently, and that is that everybody of us has been, you know, coming to this world for a reason, and that is to serve Krishna ultimately. But in which way we serve Krishna, that vision to get how we will serve Krishna, and that cause, that how we are giving up that cause, that why am I doing it, this particular service that I've got. That vision to get and that cause to develop, that is it just for name, fame and prosperity? Is it for, you know, really giving the devotees the service attitude that I can in whatever way I can? So if that cause aligns with Krishna's cause, then definitely your mission will be empowered. You will be an empowered soul. If your vision is clear and the cause for which that vision is being done, if it is aligning with Krishna's cause, then definitely you will be empowered. So how should we know that that cause or that vision is getting connected with Krishna's cause and vision for which we have been sent in this world? And if you are getting name, fame and prosperity, if you are getting a little bit of, you know, controllership or whatever, how is it that it is wrongly done and that cause is not getting connected with Krishna's cause for which we have been sent in this world for?
To be sure of what we are doing, if it is Krishna Bhakti or Maya Bhakti, which looks like Krishna Bhakti, we should check if it corresponds with Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. You have to check. Krishna consciousness is not empty philosophy. It is fully rich. But everything. This is a complete package. So anyone who is following this path, he is already guaranteed success because years of activities are within the scripture. So we should check if our thought corresponds with Krishna's thought. If our activities are Krishna conscious activities, if our philosophy It is Christian conscious philosophy. We should check and see. If you see the two of them correspond, then we know we are on the pathway. And the fact will be that we are getting freed from all material contaminations. In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, it is there. A person who is engaged in eating, you will have three experiences. A person who is eating, except you are not eating, but those who are engaged in eating, three things. You will experience that every muscle of food you take, the hunger is going. The hunger goes means that you will be satisfied and nourished. Three things. Similarly, if a person who is engaged in the bhakti, Krishna bhakti, is serving Krishna according to the direction given to him or her by the spiritual master, three things also will appear. Direct perception of the supreme personality of Godhead. Not that someone will tell you. You have a direct experience of the supreme Lord. Directly. When we look at the deity, we don't see marbles. We will see the supreme Lord. Vajjananandan. We see direct experience. Our taste for material enjoyment is off. Material attachment is going off. Direct possession of the supreme personality of God. Attachment to Krishna is increasing. If you experience these three things, then we should know I am the right path. If you don't get them, you should reverse. Direct experience of the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, directly, direct, Krishna. Satisfaction, Krishna consciousness. Satisfaction in Krishna consciousness means that our material desires are gone. Material desires are going down. Material desires are going down, not increasing. They are going down. And our attachment to Krishna is increasing. If we don't have attachment for Krishna, but it is for material things, we should know we are not in the right path. So whatever we do, whatever philosophy we may present or practice or follow, everything should show in our life. I'm chanting Hare Krishna mantra for 40 years, 50 years. Am I still a neophyte devotee? Oh? Now I can see brothers and sisters as Krishna's parts and parcels and treat them equally. Sayambhuva Manu told Dhruva Maharaj, you are a devotee of Lord Krishna. What is the nature of a devotee? Are you treating your enemies equally? The yakshas, you are killing yakshas. Is that equal treatment? Is that friendship? How do we treat other people? How do we treat people? Each other, even devotees. How do we treat each other as devotees? Equally or on the bodily platform? The spirit souls reside in all the bodies in the material world. Which body the spiritual is inhabiting? Location said in Bhagavad Gita, 5:18. A true sage sees equality in all bodies. Meaning that a true sage will see how Krishna is equal, that he is in the body of a hog, he is in the body of a tree, he is in the body of a worm. Krishna is in the body of Brahmana, he is in the body of an elephant, he is in the body of a Shudra. This is Krishna's equality. A true sage, a devotee must be able to see this equality of Krishna in all living entities. That is Krishna consciousness. So any practice which is not helping us to rise to this level, we should understand it is not the best. We should reverse. Philosophy alone cannot change any person. Just like you don't tell a drug addict, smoke is not good for you, this is not good for you, it is harmful for the health. That is not enough. You have to do something practical. For sure. Take the person out of that environment. That is Krishna consciousness. Taking people out of the material consciousness to Krishna consciousness. See, look at this environment. Do you see anything in this world here? Huh? Look around. Do you see anything material here in this room? Is anything material in this room? Anything material here? I'm asking. Huh? No. There's nothing material here. Nothing here is material. Everything here is spiritual. Because they have eternal connection with Krishna. Not temporal connection. Eternal relationship with Krishna. And we have to consciously see this and offer them in service to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Not just empty philosophy. Do not change anyone. Prabhupada did not just change people by speaking philosophy. The Prabhupada will speak about the Gita 20 minutes, 30 minutes at most. Now we are speaking for 2 hours. The Prabhupada never give like class for 2 hours. Never see proper lecture which is 2 hours. 30 minutes, 1 hour. But he changed the whole world. We are speaking 2 hours. Nobody is getting changed. Hare Krishna. That is a difference. That is a difference. Empty philosophy without the perfection. That is the result. So after speaking, powerful pure Krishna consciousness directly to the heart, he will give the audience one piece of apple, just a piece of apple, transform the whole world. Yeah? Something practical to drive down the philosophy, not just empty philosophy. It will not change anybody. Our practical demonstration of the love of God we have in our heart, which would show a compassion by giving people a chance for Krishna consciousness, helps people to get transformed. Right? Any other question? Yes, sir. Yes, what a minute for the microphone to come.
I'm a new old New Vrindavan devotee, and I was wondering if you knew Ladini before she passed away when she was in Africa.
Yes.
Could you tell us anything about her?
She was in Africa with us for many years. And I was very close with her. She is a bold preacher. Bold preacher. To be bold and submissive is difficult. Yes. To be bold means arrogance. To be submissive is the opposite. But she is a bold preacher and submissive devotee. Bold means that she is fearless in presenting Krishna consciousness as it is. But with humility, not with pride. When she is speaking, Chitta Chatamrit is like, it's life. She makes us to feel this is like not like something that happened 500 years ago. It's activity which is going on now that we can participate with. She drawn us to participate with any pastimes she narrates, and she's full of Chaitanya Charitamrita pastimes. That is her prasad. And in Africa, we dance a lot. We dance a lot. Our Sunday routine is 1 hour, not 30 minutes. It's 1 hour, 6:30 to 7:30. It is not a mild Kirtan, it's a heavy one, hot one. And for 1 hour, her hands are up like they throw out 1 hour dancing. Throw out. From beginning to end, it's on it. From her, her own life, we experience, oh, Krishna consciousness is not just philosophy, it's reality, it's something we can tangibly identify with. We saw that now. And His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was taking her in all the television programs that he was having. A television program, both of them would preach together. Radio, they would preach together. Interviews, newspaper, magazines, interview, they would preach together. She constantly preached every day and traveled with Gurudev. Every day. And devotee loved her because she is friendly with everybody. See, everybody consider her the mother. That is her position in West Africa. This is a mother. Everybody feels like that towards her. And she trained many devotees as well. So many preparations we don't know before. We came to know about it from her. For example, she brought a Bimboga. We don't know about Bimboga before. She started preparing in all the festivals, so we got to know what is Bimboga. Very rich, very powerful person. And then Balaram's appearance, she taught her to make Balaram's beverage for the king. The beverage was having. She was preparing it. So our festival depends on her. She's in the kitchen throughout. As soon as she's finished from the kitchen, in the kirtan. Tirelessly. So we were very, very happy to have her with us. With the attachment she had for her deity, Gauranitai. Very attached to them. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. Very attached to them. She treated them like her baby. Baby. And she personally told me, you should read Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita every day. So now I'm trying to do that. It's a encouragement. Actually, she gave them to me by her hand. She gave them by her hand to me. Chita chatamdutan by what time she gave to me. You take this. She studied. So now I remember her. She encouraged us to take shelter of this, our scriptures. Because she was living her life like that according to the scriptures. She travels all over West Africa. All West Africa, she travels. Preaching Christian consciousness. Every morning she will go to the altar and dress her deities. And then she will come up to the altar with the channel root and she will pour that on Tulsi. I was watching her every day she's doing this. I didn't know what to expect. Should I go to her? I should not go. I was waiting. After a few days, I said, excuse me. What is this you are always pouring on Tulsi Devi? So this is the water from her Gorani Thai. So I said, is it possible for someone to drink it, or it should be thrown only to Tulsi Devi? She said, no, anyone can drink, but she cannot take it. I said, why? I would be mad if I take it. So, okay, can you give it to me? So every morning she will come from the altar, she will give me. She will give me that water. She became so addicted to that. Even when she traveled out of Nigeria to different countries, she would send it from there to me. So I was taking that for many years. I've not become mad yet. I pray that one day her prayer will manifest. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Harinam Prabhu ki, Jai.
Hare Krishna, kindly be seated for the announcements.